Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 78.
Thank you for joining me today, and we're going to continue on the series talking about fear, experiencing fear, and how we get through that thing called fear. And one of our key scriptures is, remember, fear has torment. It is not a blessing of God. It's not something that you're born with. No, it's a learned thing. And some people are just more fearful of other things than others. And so some are afraid to go in an airplane. Some are afraid even in an airplane to sit by a window. Because if something happened, they want to sit in an aisle so they can get out first. Other people are afraid of different foods. Some people are afraid to be in an elevator. I mean, there are untold number of different kinds and categories of fear, but we don't have to have it. One of our key scriptures when we began was this, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. God has not given unto us a spirit, it is a spirit, of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And every once in a while in church, I'll tell the people, says, all right, Lay your hands on where it hurts. So, and sometimes that's a dangerous thing to say. But anyway, I said, all right, now put your hands on your head. And they all do it because sometimes you hurt and you're thinking and it's just not good. And you know it's not good. And it's not the Lord. I mean, you need to, you know, have that mind of Christ. And it is a battle for a lot of people to have the mind of Christ. And so we just need to get through this thing in Jesus' name where you're not experiencing trepidation and fear all the time. And I'm sure I said it before on this series, but some people are afraid to get up. And other people are afraid to go to sleep. And it's a fear of the unknown. And the fear of the what ifs. What if this happens? And what if that happens? And what if the banks close down? What if my money's no good? Maybe they want to put a chip in my forehead or my hand. What if they want to take gasoline away? And what if there's no food in the grocery stores? And what if we run out of toilet paper? Ah! Fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear of things that more likely will never happen in your lifetime. But that's what the enemy of your soul, the devil, thrives on. He thrives on keeping you in intimidation. That is the attack of the enemy, and we can come against it in the mighty name of Jesus. And so let me share some word with you. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 25, 26, it says, be not afraid of sudden fear. Something comes on you. Ah, it's a reaction. You see something. You hear something. Something happens to you. And all of a sudden fear comes on you. Don't be afraid of sudden fear, neither the desolation of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord shall be your confidence. Oh, my goodness. I have my confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have your confidence in man-made things? Man-made things are made to deteriorate. And that is kind of like a hot debate, frankly. A lot of people think, you know, washing machines and microwaves and sweepers and cars, they are designed to fail at some point in time. Why? So they can make you buy another one. And that's the system in some manufacturing and in some items is going to happen because they're not for eternity, they're for a period of time. And beyond that, technology revolves and changes all the time. And you don't want something that is old because it'll break down and not work anymore. So you're kind of forced into coming up with the technology and everything that makes things work like you want it to work. But here the Bible tells us, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. for I have confidence in the Lord. He is my confidence. And the next line says this, and he shall keep your foot from being taken. What does that mean, my foot from being taken? Who wants my foot? No, he's talking about you slipping and sliding in the dangerous slope of life, of listening to the noise that's around you. And not just once, but many times I've talked about with our people, you need to fine-tune the voice of the Lord. Because in this atmosphere, in this day and age, there are many voices saying all kind of contrary things, things that somehow make sense and some things that make no sense at all, some things that are below you, some things that are way above your head, but they're all barking and they're all coming and they're all saying, do this, do this, don't do that, stay away from that, believe this, believe that. And that adds to the confusion, it adds to the fear. And so when the word says he's going to keep your foot from being taken, that means you're on a sliding slope, a muddy, slidey slope, and there's nothing you can do to stop yourself. And the Lord himself is going to prevent that from happening. He's wrapping his arms of love around you and saying, don't be afraid. I'm with you. I've quoted this thousands of times. But it's from Psalm 23, where David said, he though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. Would you mind saying that for me right now? Lord, you are with me. Say it again. Lord, you are with me. No matter what I'm going through, you are with me. Thanks for being with me.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.